Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got no clue what it is for you. I just know it is the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Hello, everybody. Let's talk about the week that was, the weekend that is. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. It's Dorf Online. You can check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Well, let's go through kind of the run of things that have happened over the course of the weekend. And, hey, man, let's start with what happened in the UFC. That was disastrous, if you will. Velasquez goes down in just 26 seconds. And I think it's like, you know, time after time, this guy just doesn't show up. This is not what UFC needs. You need to have good fights. You need to keep people interested. You do not want to be put in the same conversation as the boxing world. Let's be honest, man. And that's what's been so good about the UFC, is that you get great fights more often than not. And this was one of those that people are scratching their heads saying, man, oh, man, what the heck did I pay for this for? And by the way, happened in our backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona, too. So just something to think about. KD grabs yet another All-Star Game MVP, and Team LeBron gets it done over Team Giannis. And I don't know what the heck happened there, man, when you think about it, because Giannis's team is running away with things. They're up 20 points in the first half, and it's looking all like a big party for Giannis, Chris Middleton, Coach Bud, the Milwaukee Bucks. Everybody's feeling great about everything. And then, bam, they don't hit shots in the second half. Team LeBron hits some shots, and out of nowhere, KD gets himself another All-Star MVP award. Just amazing. Giannis does lead the way, though, 38-11, and Durant 31-7. So pretty impressive from him. Denny Hamlin gets his second Daytona 500 in 4 years. J.B. Holmes, he rallies to get it done in the marathon at Riviera. So a lot to get into in the sports world, people. Let's talk about it. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson. Nostalgic eating. Did you know there's a strong link between sense and emotional memory? The smell of different foods can evoke vivid and detailed emotional memories of our past. For example, the scent of a deep-fried corn dog may remind us of a state fair in the summer. Because odor-evoked memories tend to be positive, the smell improves the mood and produces feelings of social connectedness. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Durant for three. It's good. Kevin Durant from downtown. And Golden State takes the lead.
Durant doubled. Finds the open Livingston behind the back. Bounce pass to McKinney with a right hand.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Kevin Durant did not disappoint, by the way, at the All-Star game. Guy walks away with his second MVP award. 31 points, 7 rebounds, a couple assists to go along with that. And you know what? He was just basically the biggest star among, obviously, a lot of stars. Giannis did have the best statistical game as far as points go. 38 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists. So a very good all-around game from him, but at the end of the day, man, Team Giannis just didn't score enough points in the second half. 69 points in the second half of an All-Star game just isn't going to cut it. Sorry, no way, no how. Not happening. And that was what was so bizarre. The first half was all Team Giannis. Second half was all Team LeBron. And really, if you ask me, the guys that ignited it for Team LeBron, Damian Lillard, who, man, oh, man, he was hitting shots from basically half court. One after another, too. Guy was special, man. He was good. He was really good. Really good. And then Bradley Beal had a few for him, too. Got him back in the game. So their bench players obviously got it done. So Giannis got to be a little bit disappointed. Because actually, when you look at it on paper, man, I really felt like he had a better team. Really did. But in the second half, Steph Curry wasn't himself. There was something going on. He was not making shots. And that's not the kind of Steph Curry we're used to seeing either. Especially not in an All-Star game. Did have a nice poke there to finish it out. And what can you say about Dirk and D-Wade? Look, man, they showed up. They played. They played pretty well, too. And how cool was it for Adam Silver and the NBA to honor those guys the way that they did? Inviting them to the game, giving them their jerseys, framed. It's two special guys when you really think about it. D. Wade, the 3 championships. Maybe one of the top 3 all-time shooting guards. In the NBA, I don't think you're going to get much of an argument from most people about that. And then Dirk, definitely the best European player to ever play the game, if you ask me. So two special guys got honored in their final seasons. At least we know that for D. Wade, for sure. But with that being said, guys still look like he could still play beyond this year. And again, man, goes back to a conversation I had with you about last week, probably. Knowing when to call it quits. D. Wade, you've heard him so many times talk about it. The guy has no problem walking away from the game. He's happy to walk away from the game the way it is. He's healthy. He's got three championships. Guy will go down as one of the best shooting guards to ever play the game. Not a bad career. And two of the nicer guys when you really think about people in the NBA. I don't think too many people are going to have anything bad or negative to say about Dirk Nowitzki or D. Wade for that matter. So kudos to those guys for being honored in the way that they were at the All-Star game. Pretty cool. And kudos to them for showing up and delivering to a certain degree. It wasn't their game to steal the show. But with that said, they showed that they can still play in this game. I mean, you can't take the shooter out of Dirk Nowitzki. I'm sorry. Just ain't going to happen. And then D. Wade, I mean, so much class. Just an ambassador to this game. Both those guys. So I liked what the NBA did with that. Overall, the whole weekend, I thought the Saturday night stuff was terrible. I mean, it was cool to see the three-point contest and have a different winner than Steph Curry. And I think that was pretty shocking. And then the dunk contest, they got to do something about that. Got to do something about it. It's just not that good, man. I'm sorry. It's just not that good. I don't like seeing guys miss dunks time after time. Doesn't do much for me. Diallo, the guy that won, was the only guy that was able to dunk the basketball on every first attempt, I believe. So they got to do something about the dunk contest or just do away with it. And maybe the thing that they really need to do about it is really put an incentive in there for those top players, the guys who you know who they are, their names on their jersey actually mean something to you. Do something to make it such a great incentive for them that they can't turn it down. Because it'd be pretty sweet to see Giannis in that. I mean, he dunks the ball with such authority. It would have been cool to see LeBron do it once throughout his career. And that's the difference between the guys that played yesterday and the guys that are playing today. The guys from yesterday, Dominique, Michael, the high flyers of the game, they actually got out there and played and represented their teams, their fans, at the All-Star weekend. That's the difference between those guys and these guys today. And it is what it is. Guys don't want to get hurt anymore. Okay, that's fair. But at the same time, fans want to be entertained to the utmost. And this is your opportunity to give back to the fan. That's how I see it. That's how I've always seen it. Doesn't mean my way is the only way or the right way. It's just, if I were in their shoes, that's how I would look at it, and I would try to give back to my fans. At least I can say that not being in that position. That's how I think I would handle it if I were in that position. So I think that's what the All-Star game, or not the game itself, but the All-Star weekend, that to me, that's what it's missing. It's missing the stars being in the dunk contest. Because you still get Steph Curry shooting three-pointers, and that hey, we can watch that all day. That's a thing of beauty. none of us are going to complain about that. But I do complain about the dunk contest. And then I don't care that there's no defense played in the games, whether it's the world versus the USA or Team LeBron and Team Giannis, which is what it was for this season. I don't care that there's no defense played because I'm not watching All-Star games to see defense being played. I'm just not doing it. I know better than that. You should know better than that too. So when I hear people complain, there's no defense being played. That's not what it's about, guys. Gals, whoever's complaining, it's not about that. It's about getting out there, showcasing your talent, doing things that are extremely not ordinary. These things don't happen in everyday life. Like where you bounce the ball off the ground and Giannis flies out of the air to grab it and have some kind of an alley-oop play where with a guy that he doesn't play with on a day-in, day-out base. You know, so that to me is somewhat special. And that's what it's about, is putting all your different skills and all your different talents together with other guys that are on this floor that have just unbelievable talent, and then you mesh them together. Although I'll tell you what, I did like it better when it was East versus West. I actually felt like it meant a little bit more. At least to me, it meant more. Because it was East taking on West. Now it's buddies going against buddies. Hey, can you get your buddy on this team? Can I get my buddy on that team? That's the difference in today's NBA versus the other NBA, which I'm talking about back in the 80s and the 90s. Because guys weren't buddies. Now they're all buddies, man. And it's like, yo, let's go play together. Let's showcase our talents at the All-Star game, and then let's figure out a way to go play together somehow, some way. I hear the music. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to do that. I'll continue talking NBA when I come back because I want to get into some of the second part of the season, see what we got to figure out, who's going to be staying where they're at and who's going to go downhill. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
I'm Nick Ibram. I like to have a nice smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Geber, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer to go get your Harry's razors.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
That's right, people. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend recap. And yes, you're listening to Sports Overnight America. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I know I got callers. I'm going to get to you in just a moment. Kind of want to reset the table as to what's going on in the sports world. In case you missed it, UFC, big fight night, but not so much as Velasquez gets knocked out in 26 seconds, so that was a disappointment big time once again. KD, Kevin Durant, grabs his second All-Star MVP award. Team LeBron gets it done. Team Giannis all going great in the first half, and then bam, second half happens, 69 points scored. That could very well be a low for an All-Star game, no doubt, to be honest with you, because 69 points in a half is basically the way that it works in a regular game, to be honest with you, at times. So anyways, a lot going on in the sports world. Hamlin gets his second Daytona 500 in 4 years. J.B. Holmes rallies to get it done at the Riviera. Obviously a marathon there. Cold weather. Unbelievable stuff, man. The sports world always giving back to us. And speaking of giving back, let's jump out to the phones, hook up with my main man, Mitch in Santa Monica. Never disappoints the Dorf man. Always shows up to hang out with me here on the Weekend Recap in Sports Overnight America, like Andy Dorf comes to you every Sunday night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Mitch in Santa Monica, brother. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey, even though it's not football season, you know I'm not going to leave you hanging here on a Sunday night. I mean, come on now. Beautiful end of the day with the NBA exhibition. I don't know if you want to call it All-Star game, exhibition. Favorite play of the game, I think you mentioned it, the Seth Curry bounce pass over the rim to Giannis. I mean, that's probably the play of the year, maybe hopefully makes it some on ESPN. But, you know, it was so funny. You're talking about, you know, guys washed up, time to hang it up, you know, doing things, doing remarkable things. Dude, I was at Riviera today watching the Genesis Open. And you know what? What I saw on that golf course today was some tremendous defense being played by the weather and the wind that reduced these superstar golfers to mere mortals. I mean, it was incredible. This is a course, by the way, for you, those of you who may or may not know it, has zero drops of water. There's no ponds. There's no lakes. There's no rivers. There's no streams. It's just straight up some tough rough with Kikuyu grass, and sometimes you will have offshore breezes and maybe a little inclement weather that totally disrupts this tournament. As we found today, the leaders had to play 34 holes, and when you finish, they didn't even restack it as you would typically go Saturday or Sunday. As soon as you finished your third round, you went in, you had a 10-minute break, and bang, you were out again. I mean, Tiger was done. I was at home, and he's teeing off to go his fourth round at 10 after 10 this morning. We jump in the car and jump over there just so we can go see Tiger. My boy was in town. We went and saw, want to see Jordan and Rory. And you know what? To have Justin Thomas open the day with a 4-shot lead and squander it and have J.B. Holmes come in. I mean, look at what the leaders did. By the end of the day, Andy, after the rain came through about noon, it just became a wind mess. If you're going up 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, you're going right into the nail. You're right into the teeth of that wind, and then you turn around on 17, 18, and guys are blowing it by. They can't figure it out. It's incredible. It's kind of like, you know, the subtleties of what we saw in the Super Bowl. You may not have liked it because it wasn't spectacular golf, but it was spectacular golf because there were guys, could you manage what you could not see? And that was the wind. You know, there were times the balls would go up, and you didn't know if they were going 10 yards past, 10 yards in front, or maybe right on the stick. I mean, it was an incredible tournament. Such a great thing. And for those of you, by the way, who have never been to a golf tournament, do yourself a favor and go to a professional golf tournament. And if you don't even go on a day in which they play, or if you don't even see them go out in a hole, go to a range and see how a professional hits a golf ball. It is one of the greatest things to see these individuals do what they do. We saw some great individual achievements today, you know, in the basketball court. Dirk Nowitzki throwing those three-pointers in the knot. But in the fit of competition, when you see a professional golfer hit a golf ball, how they can do it, it's truly amazing. It is a beautiful thing. It's a work of art.
Yeah, let me ask you, were you watching when Tiger hit that ball where he went through the two trees, that when he had to kind of like, where he basically did a real quick hook?
Yes.
And he went
actually,
right.
I don't know what you're talking about. The one we saw was on his ninth hole, which was actually the eighth, which was 18.
Yes.
He puts it right. And right by right at concession tent, and we actually were right behind him. My boy Max was actually right behind him. I went down away, and he literally got to do one of those Tiger whip around, and he brings the cup around, and the ball just goes out and around and up towards the green. I mean, it's like they're magicians. I mean, we've seen Tiger do this. We've seen Phil. We've seen Rory. We've seen Jordan. These guys, they're magicians with a golf club and what to do. And then you come up. Jordan Spieth he's in the tournament. Well, he's somewhat in the tournament. He's like 4 under for the day, and he goes to 10 and gets a snowman. He got a snowman. This is a drivable par 4, and he gets an 8. You know, he couldn't get out of the bunker. He puts in the front bunker, chips it over the green into a back bunker, chips it up, stays in the bunker, gets on the green, misses putts, and then what does he do on the par 5 11? Birdies that. And that's a hole, by the way, which they moved the tees back 50 yards because in the past that was an easy birdieable. In fact, a double eagle was once made in the 93 PGA Championship there on that hole. But they've made that hole extremely tough. I mean, it's incredible. These guys, they have no memory. All they do is focus. And for Rory to sit in there, and he's, you know, we're watching him going like, okay, well, he's like at 8, he's at 9. He's moving up the leaderboard. And then the dude just couldn't make a putt, or he would have posted like a 13 and put some pressure on these guys. It was amazing
Tiger,
golf tournament to be out there.
Tiger.
I invited you out here, by the way, Dorf man. I told you we should have been doing the remote right here.
Yeah, Tiger. Hey, by the way, Tiger. Yeah, I know. And by the way, Tiger said it was one of his worst weekends with the putter in his hand. So he was struggling out there big time. Hey, by the way, did you know how high off the ground Giannis got on that alley-oop that Steph Curry threw up, bounced up to him with that pass? Do you have any idea?
No, I watched the first half, and then I've got the second half on tape, but no. How high did he go?
14 feet high.
I mean, the first quarter was the Greek freak show. It was hysterical.
Look, it was looking like
loving it.
Look, it was looking like the Milwaukee Bucks show. Let's be honest, man. I mean, the first half was Giannis with he had 20 points, I believe, in the first half, and then Chris Middleton threw in 17. So it was all about the Milwaukee Bucks. It was all about Giannis, and then Kevin Durant came and stole the show in the second half. But it really got started by Damian Lillard and Bradley Beal. Those guys were knocking down three-pointers, and Damian Lillard, man, that guy was knocking him down from half court. So like you said, I kind of agree with you. That, I don't know if that's a game. That's an exhibition, but it's an exhibition of guys throwing all their talents and their skills together, and then you come up with something pretty awesome. Hey, go ahead.
Oh, what I was going to say was, you know, you said you didn't like the East-West thing. I like this format, and I tell you why I like this format.
I like the East-West versus this idea. That's all.
No. Well, I'm saying that I like this idea because what it totally plays into is the fantasy football, fantasy basketball, fantasy baseball idea where you make up a team throughout the entire league. And then you have guys who are maybe on the same team are having fun, like when Westbrook is going one-on-one with the other guys, that you won't get those matchups ever. And so that's the fun part about this. It makes this exhibition even more fun because it buys into that whole little younger mentality of you know, people aren't necessarily team conference oriented as much as kids are today, are player oriented. And that's what this game is feeding into. They're tapping into something that is, you know, has become very popular in terms of your fantasy league. And that's what I think that what makes this interesting.
Well, and also, again, I mean, I think it's about, you know, playing with your buddies. You know, LeBron had D. Wade on his team. He had KD on his team. Kyrie Irving was on that team. I mean, when you look at a lot of the guys that were on that team, it's a lot of his buddies or guys he has a pretty good relationship with. And, you know, Giannis, the new guy on the block, I actually think he did a really good job of picking his team, and they just all fell apart. Again, man, he scored 69 points in an All-Star game in a half. That's actually pretty terrible because you can put up so many points in quarters. But I hear the music. Hey, Mitch, hang tight with me through the break. I'll bring you up on the other side because I want to ask you a couple questions about what you think will happen in the second half of the NBA season. So, well, and it's not even really second half. We've only got like 25 games left tops. So we'll talk about what's going to happen for the rest of the NBA season. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and you're hanging out on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hey, Rick Tittle here. I have to shave. Even though I'm not the hairiest person in the world, I'm basically a Ken doll with headphones on. But I need to shave. What are you going to use that's not going to make hamburger out of your face? The throwaway razor, electric razor, straight razor. I found it in Harry's. You know, Harry's founders themselves, they were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. So we have a deal for you. Go to harrys.com/game right now. Get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave with a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. And remember, you can get your trial set by going to harrys.com/game. Rick Tittle, two thumbs up for Harry's. You know, they bought a world-class blade factory in Germany for just this purpose. Harry's.com/game.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. A lot going on in the sports world. Always a lot going on in the sports world. If you didn't see Cain Velasquez get knocked out in the first round in 26 seconds, you didn't miss much. But it did happen in my backyard here in Phoenix, Arizona. And all I can say is that's disappointing for the sport. It's obviously disappointing for Cain. And as I'm listening to a little bit about what happened there, something happened with his knee, allegedly. He obviously buckled down, made himself a target, and bam, it's over. And that's how quick it can go in the UFC. 1-800-878-7529. If you want to talk about that, you want to talk about anything, whatever's on your mind, it's always on my mind. I know I got Mitch in Santa Monica. I'm going to continue with him because I do want to talk to you a little bit, Mitch, about the NBA. And it's not the second half. I mean, we're past the second half. Milwaukee's played 57 games. It looks like Toronto's played somewhere around 59 games. So you're looking at, you know, 23, maybe 25 games left max for teams in the league. And the way it looks right now, the Los Angeles Lakers on the outside looking in, you're there in L.A. You have the Clippers hanging on to the eighth spot. They traded everybody away at the deadline, but somehow, some way, they're still continuing to figure things out slightly enough to stay in the mix. Sacramento, a little bit behind them, a little bit over 500, and then you have the Los Angeles Lakers, a game below 500. Obviously, LeBron, first year there, not the cast of characters that he would like to be running with. The trade deadline came and went. Things didn't go the way that they wanted to. You got to get those young guys back in the mind frame of knowing that they're going to be at least there for the rest of the year, and they got to put a playoff push together. Do they have what it takes to get into at least the eighth and final spot in the Western Conference, Mitch?
Well, you have to remember the Lakers were in the hunt before LeBron got injured and he went out. And true. Now that LeBron is healthy and he comes back in, I think that the Lakers squeak into that eighth spot somehow. I really do. I think he's going to rally these young guys. But you know what? Who cares? I mean, it really doesn't matter. This is right. All about what the Lakers are going to do, because they're really looking towards off-season moves. So whether they make it or not, it's not going to be a reflection on LeBron's character or whatnot. It's can he, and I think he will, get some pieces. What pieces they are, I'm not sure, Anthony Davis or we're not, you know, to come to the Lakers. I think the real story was when the trade line came down is like what really went down. And you saw basically the Eastern teams that were in contention were the ones that were making moves and beefing up. Toronto added, you know, a very nice piece with Marc Gasol. I think that really helps them with some depth. And then I think Redick to the Bucks strengthens that lineup as well. But you have to watch out for the Sixers. I think the Sixers are a team to be possibly reckoned with there, sitting at five, that there may be things that they may be getting even stronger. So, I think right now it's without question the Golden State Warriors are the best team in the NBA, maybe the best team in the NBA. But I think once you go past the Warriors, even though the Bucks have the better record, then it's all East. So I think it's going to be basically the Warriors against whoever's going to come out of the East. My fear is that the East is going to just beat themselves up in the playoffs and be you know, a limp noodle coming in to play the Warriors, because I don't know who's going to challenge the Warriors.
Well, I would look at the first round in both the East and the West. You know, if Milwaukee's playing Detroit, that should be an easy matchup for Milwaukee. If Milwaukee's playing Charlotte, that should be an easy one. Vice versa for Toronto, those matchups should be relatively easy. I think the matchup to watch is Boston and Philadelphia, because as it sits, those guys are sitting 4-5. And you talked highly about both of those teams, to be honest with you. I know you like Philadelphia. They made a nice addition. Tobias Harris coming over there from the LA Clippers. So that's a good move for them. Boston, look, it's almost one of those deals where they've got so much talent. We saw it all in the playoffs for them last season. They just got to come together. I think they will. I think they're a really tough out. But if things stay the way they are, I feel bad for one of those teams because they're going to be out in the first round, you know? So when you talk about beating each other up, that's a series that I could see going seven games in the first round. But Milwaukee and Toronto should both have easy first rounds. Golden State, you know, if they're playing the Clippers, I would think they win that in four, maybe five games tops. Sacramento, they'd be lucky to get a game. LA'd be lucky to get a game probably. So I think first rounds are easy. It's after the first round, then you, as it moves on and things get a little tougher and the teams get a little bit better, then you might start beating each other up. But you know what? With that being said, the Bucks are what, 30-8 in their conference. You know, Toronto's 27-10. Golden State, they're 25-11. Denver's 24-10. So you get my point that the top teams, they beat everybody, man. They're not the best teams for no reason, Mitch. They're the best teams because they beat everybody, whether it's on their home floor or on the visitors' floor. They're winning games left and right. So first rounds are pretty easy. After that, I do think you have a point, and teams could start getting banged up a little bit.
Well, I like what Marotic said when he got to the Bucks and he felt really nice and home, and how they welcomed them. So I think what it boils down to the playoffs, and this is where we may have an issue with the Celtics, is team culture. And I think what the Bucks have with their team culture is something really special. You know, I think what the Warriors have what they've had with their team culture, forget their ability, but the team culture that Steve Kerr brings to that team is something very special. I think what LeBron has brought to other teams in terms of his team culture, people may think negatively about him. That is something special. But I got to tell you, Andy, I am not going to be able to stomach the Red Sox, the New England Patriots, and the Boston Celtics all in the same year. I'm sorry. That is not going to happen. It cannot happen. Mitch in Santa Monica may have to go in the basement for a year if that happens.
Yeah, I hear you, man. That would be tough because, you know, they've had to wait what? Like they had to wait how many months from one title to the next, and then you'd only have to wait another few months for the next title. So, you know, I can kind of appreciate that, and I can understand that. Spread the wealth, share the love.
Three months between the World Series and the NFL. I mean, I don't know I haven't even looked at what the Boston Bruins are doing, but God, they're probably on top of the world. I don't even think about hockey until playoff time comes around, and then I love it. It's great.
You're right. That may be the best playoff of them all, to be quite honest with you. Is the hockey. And by the way, just so you know, you're kind of right. Because Boston, they have been playing pretty well lately. They've won five straight, the Bruins I'm talking about. And they do have 76 points overall. They're tied with the Islanders. They both have 76 points. But the real big interesting story in hockey right now is the Tampa Bay Lightning. They're basically the Golden State Warriors of the NHL. I mean, they've played a total of 55 games. They've got 44 wins and 11 losses. So they don't lose much. They're really good. And their style is really exciting, but it hasn't done well for them in the postseason. And that's also something to think about come postseason. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks don't have a lot of experience. I do like the fact that they brought in Mastarovich and the chemistry doesn't really get rattled all that much, but the lack of experience that they have, and that's kind of why I like what you said about Boston. Boston has that experience, man. They've been there before. They're battle tested to a certain degree. So Toronto with Kawhi Leonard, with him being in finals with the San Antonio Spurs, I think that helps them a little bit. So again, man, let's kind of just see how things play out and let's enjoy it because I think we're seeing some really, really good stuff. But I don't want to get caught speeding on my Milwaukee Bucks, man, because truth be told, I might be disappointed the same way I was because I thought Giannis was winning the MVP of the All-Star game, and bam, the second half came for that, and Kevin Durant and Team LeBron winds up going on and stealing the show. So anything can happen, Mitch.
You know, notoriously, this is like the time of year where people say, you know, it's time to do something because we're absent of sports. I got to tell you, pitchers and catchers reported this week. What are we, 2 weeks away from March Madness? We just had a really fun NBA All-Star game. The West Coast swing of golf just finished up in dramatic fashion. We had Phil Mickelson winning last week on a Monday. I mean, this is fantastic. We had a great golf tournament here in my backyard. And, you know, we're looking towards the Masters in April. I'm telling you, a lot of good things happened in the sports world, even though football closed its doors down to us. We got a big month, couple months ahead. Baseball's around the corner. March Madness is upon us. And forget it. Then we've got, of course, you know, every night we've got playoff basketball between the NFL, the NBA, and the NHL. I mean, that's like one of the best times of the year. You come home, you put on the TV, and it's like for 2 weeks you get playoff games. It's fantastic.
No,
I gained about 30 pounds eating nachos during that time. I'm still trying to work it off from the football season.
Yeah, I have a feeling Mitch in Santa Monica is barbecuing every single night when it's playoff time for hockey and NBA basketball. So, but no, you brought up some really good points. Hey, real quickly, did you see that Tennessee got beat by Kentucky at Rupp Arena over the weekend? So number one is going to probably be changing once again. And obviously, you know, you probably put Duke right back up there. But like you said, man, March Madness, this year, I mean, I like Duke a lot because of Zion and obviously R.J. Barrett. But the truth is, look, there are a lot of teams that could get it done this season for sure, man. And I will not be surprised if this is finally the year where we get the unthinkable, like a Nevada somehow.
Unthinkable, Andy. How about your
Marquette
High School Knights? How about your Nicolet High School Knights potentially winning Wisconsin WIA basketball? Have you brought up Nicolet
they should.
To the people?
Yeah, no, they should. They absolutely should. I mean, they're top 10 in the country. My old high school, like you're talking about, Nicolet High School back there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So people maybe that are listening somewhere on Sirius XM Channel 211 there in Milwaukee right now, I'm giving you a little shout out. I'm giving you a little love. You're right. That is my old high school, and they're doing some great things, man, and it's really cool to see. They've got a bunch of special players, and they've got a really, really special young man in that class of 2020. And I'm not mentioning names because I don't do that kind of stuff for kids that are in high school. But look, if you want to look it up for yourself, do it, man. Nicolet High School, check out the basketball. That is my old high school. And yeah, Mitch, you know that, bro. That's good stuff right there, dude. And
the mecca of basketball is Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What?
I'm going to leave you with this, brother. I'm going to leave you with this because I really do think you need to do this. You need to get in touch with the MLB Network because if you didn't hear it, people, Mitch was mentioned on the MLB Network during the week this past week. It was really, really cool. I saw it. I lived it, man. That's really cool, Mitch. I love you, brother, man. I really love you a lot. You know that. Have a great night. I appreciate you chiming in with me as always, man.
Have a great week. Talk to you later, guys.
Mitch in Santa Monica, man. There's nobody like that guy. Anyways, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back. I'll wrap things up. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap. And, yep, it's Sports Overnight America, everybody. I'll be back.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
A Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back, everybody, for the final time with me this evening here on the weekend recap, Sports Overnight America, Andy Dorf. Wow. Time just flies when you're talking sports, and it absolutely flies when I'm talking to that dude Mitch in Santa Monica. Great caller, honestly. If you haven't figured it out yet, people, I love your thoughts. I love your opinions. They're always encouraged. They're 100% welcome. That's the way the Dorfman likes to do radio, because the truth is if there weren't the fans, if you didn't have your thoughts and your opinions and your emotions, then what the heck would I be doing this for? I do it for you. I truly do it for you, the listener, the fan, each and every Sunday. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I take you through the hour. We go rap about the whole sports world and do the best job that we possibly can. But I always love your thoughts and your opinions. You can always follow me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. As always, you know, I leave you with a final thought or a final take. And this time will be no different. Going to leave you with my final thought. And it has to kind of do with what Mitch in Santa Monica said. We are never at a loss for the sports world, man. We never have a downtime in the sports world anymore. Because first and foremost, guys are playing sports left and right every single day. Whether they're playing for their season, they're still playing. They don't take breaks anymore. You just can't do it because everybody's so damn good these days. So you can't do it anymore. But the truth is, we do have March Madness coming up. We do have Major League Baseball coming up. We do have the NBA playoffs coming up. And we do have the NHL playoffs coming up. So that's what's on the horizon, people. And I know if you're anything like me, you're going to love it because that stuff is just amazing. So, hey, I'm going to leave you with this. Team Giannis got beat. Team LeBron wins. What happens? We'll see in the second half or what's left of the NBA season. For Scott, my callers, I got to say peace. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. It was the Weekend Recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and this has been Sports Overnight America, everybody. Take care.